Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Comic-Con Stars. This is Dr. John calling in from beautiful downtown Wilmington, North Carolina. Tonight's show is being done live at Grace on Second in Wilmington, North Carolina. We've got a great show. This is our Christmas party show. We've got a number of great guests that are going to be calling in tonight and talking to us. Our lineup includes, just so that you'll know, our lineup includes, and I see him coming on now, first of all, U.S. Heavyweight Champion Papa Stro Maestro is going to be with us tonight. We've got Phasma Paranormal, Kelly, and Michael Broski. They'll be on at 9:15. At 9:30, we're going to have Banana Jack Murphy. Banana Jack is the proprietor and star of WLS AM 1240 Radio, who now carry Comic-Con Stars. And by the way, if you hear some glasses rattling and silverware and people talking, yes, we're in the middle of Grace on Second, where next week we will have the Yule Ball here from 8 p.m. to midnight. And that's going to be a big event, too. I'm going to be talking with Papa Stro about that, among other things, here in just a second. And then at 9:45 tonight, Andy Bonesteel, who is the artist who is creating the brand new The Night Before Comic-Con Christmas. He will be with us, and we'll be talking to him. He is a really up-and-coming young artist here in the Wilmington area. He's got his comic book out, and this is going to be really a great thing for him. We're looking forward to it. And, of course, we've got Papa Stro at Santa Claus, so what more can you say? Then at 10 o'clock tonight, Josh Petty, member of the Mad Hatters, another great band out of Wilmington, North Carolina, will be with us. We've got a new theme song for Comic-Con Stars, and we will try to get that played for you as we go off the air about 10:15 tonight. So I want to welcome, is my co-host there?
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, Papa Stro, it's great to hear from you. Are you still in Jacksonville?
Hey, you know, I'm just now leaving Hardwire Tattoo, Jacksonville. We had the celebration party tonight, went into GXW U.S. Heavyweight Championship, and what a tremendous night. I mean, they brought in the fire guys and the fire dances, and we had swords, we had daggers, we had food, coffee, artists, amazing, such an amazing time. I can't thank enough the great folks at Hardwire Tattoo in Jacksonville for their kindness and generosity. And I was just overwhelmed by the whole deal. I mean, thank you guys so much.
They sure are fine people, and I appreciate what they did very much. It was a lot of fun. We were there from 4 until basically you just left here at 9 o'clock. Yeah, they had the fire artists out there. It was a lot of fun. I want to thank Justin Lanassa of Museum of the Bizarre and Nate Dogg, the manager of Hardwire Tattoo there in Jacksonville. That is definitely our hangout spot in Jacksonville. And thanks. Again, we were celebrating your amazing victory this past weekend up in Richmond, Virginia, where you defeated Corey Bush, the weight of the world. Now, I know some people might not have heard the special interview that we did, but could you give us a recap of what happened that fateful night?
Well, it was an open challenge. Corey Bush had open challenge for his U.S. Heavyweight Championship. And he's just dominating people right and left. I mean, very strong guy, very dominant champion. And I was, you know, I've been in my quest to go after the GXW World Heavyweight Champion, who's yet to accept the challenge. And, I've been kind of raising chaos and mayhem on my own, getting to the World Championship until the light bulb clicked in my head. I was like, well, U.S. Championship Open Challenge? Heck, why not throw my name in the hat? You know what I mean? So I threw my name in the hat. We had our match for the U.S. Heavyweight Championship, which was a battle. This guy's well over 300 pounds, and he hits you like a Mack truck. And we were in and out of the ring, back and forth, beating the daylights out of each other. And to the point where he tried to interfere with his manager, Humphrey DuPont Jr., with the briefcase, where I stopped him with a Brandon Iron, put the sleeper hold on him, and we have a new champ, man. And the ovation that I got, surprisingly, Saturday night, which during the course of the match, you know, the GXW fans, my children, Legion, Bullet Club, everybody in that in attendance was just pulling for me, man. And it was just it was a tremendous feeling. And when I won the championship, everybody was on their feet, and as an ovation like I haven't experienced in a long time, and I can't thank him enough. But it was a tremendous night of pro wrestling and tremendous night in general. I mean, it was a blessed night.
Well, that's wonderful. We are so proud of you. You represent GXW, Comic-Con Stars, and the Cape Fear Comic-Con so well. When you go out and visit with people, and people really love to see you, they buy your shirts, they get your photos, they get them autographed, and they really enjoy seeing you. So thanks again for being there tonight. We had a lot of fun. Now, I heard a rumor. One of your fans told me that there might be some more U.S. Heavyweight Championship action coming up soon. Is there any dates or anything you can tell us?
Well, the other championship I currently hold is the UPWA World Heavyweight Championship, in which I'll be defending that January 14th against another UPWA champion in the form of the UPWA Carolinas champion, Mike Orlando, in a winner-take-all title match, putting my gold and putting his championship on the line. And the winner of that match will be a dual champion coming out of that. And that will be January 14th in National Guard Armory in Wilmington, North Carolina. It's going to be one of the biggest. It's going to be kickstarting the year, and already it's going to be one of the biggest matches of the year and probably one of the biggest matches of my career, having two titles on the line at the same simultaneously. And either Michael Lander or myself will come out of this match a dual champion, which is huge. And for more information on that and more ticket information, you can go to the upwa.com. That's theupwa.com for more info.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, I'll tell you what, I know several of your fans from Jacksonville are going to be there. I will make sure to be there. And we'll have a celebration afterwards if you're victorious. Or if you're not, we still like to hang out with Papa Stro Maestro. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Well, good. And I'm sure a lot of your fans from Hardwire Tattoo in both Wilmington and in Jacksonville will be down there. So anyway, a lot of people have been talking about the movies that you have been in recently. And if you would, I want you to just give, since this is kind of our Christmas party, our year end, what's our crowd been doing, remind us about the movies that you're in, where they are, what they're about. Can you do that for us?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, for you Sleepy Hollow fans, I was in the last season of Sleepy Hollow, the biker in the pub scene where Jacob Bob Cream, a lot of his friends hung out on that the last season for Sleepy Hollow. And, well, there's a new TV series out now on TNT every Tuesday night at 9, 8 Central, called Good Behavior, in which in the coming weeks you'll be seeing me being best friends with one of the main characters, Rob, in the TV series. So that's it's Good Behavior on TNT every Tuesday night at 9 p.m., 8 Central. I just did a gangster film not too long ago called The Brother Statue out of New York City, which is about two gangs vying to get the statues worth a lot of money and value and pride to the families. I got two movies coming out next year. One's called The Rack Pack, R-A-C-K Pack. It's based on a true story about a military man who was young, forming a club of sorts with a couple of kids, and I'm pretty much playing much the Joe Pesci role, one of the crooks in which the kids play pranks on us, that sort of thing. It was a lot of fun doing it. See Thomas Howell from Soul Man's in it, Randy Jones from The Village People's in it. It's fun movie for the whole family. And the next film, which will be making its premiere in June of 2017 on Netflix and on DVD, will be Checkpoint, which is an action military film starring my former WCW alumni, Bill Goldberg, William Forsythe, Fred Williamson, the Hammer, Kenny Johnson from Sons of Anarchy and the Shield, Mindy Robinson, Christy Gauthier, all-star cast. So be on the lookout for Checkpoint next year as well.
Well, that sounds great. And I know that when we have a chance to see the Rack Pack, hopefully we can arrange to have you here at Grace on Second. We can have a little event prior to that and take some people to enjoy that film with you and members of the Comic-Con stars. Does that sound like a good time?
That sounds great. And one thing I, last but not least, I should mention, just recently on Amazon and Amazon Prime is the film I'm also in called Son of Clowns, which you can watch through Amazon.com or Amazon Prime On Demand, and which Son of Clowns is about a guy named Hudson Cash, who pretty much down on his luck. He has, his TV show got canceled, and he's going back home to his family that runs a circus, and he's going through depression issues, and through it all, his family, a new girl he meets, turns his life around for the better. It's a great inspirational story, and I think you guys will definitely could identify that and enjoy it. But it's called Son of Clowns. You can look it on Amazon.com, on Amazon Prime, and also do their website at sonofclowns.com for more info.
All right, that sounds great. Last week we had Evan Kidd on, and he talked a lot about Son of Clowns and what a great time he had filming that thing with you and how everything worked out. So it sounds like Papa Stro Maestro has had a pretty big 2016. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah, crazy year. I can't believe all the stuff that's going on this year. And sounds like 2017 is always going to kickstart with another crazy year. But I'm happy and blessed to be a part of it. And along with you, Dr. John, and everybody out there, and all the fans and friends around the world, really blessed and grateful to have you guys.
We're blessed and grateful to have you, Papa Stro. People enjoy meeting you, and every time you come around with us, it's always a good time. Now, next week is the Yule Ball, and you will be – I'm going to tell everyone you're playing Santa Claus, and you're going to be narrating the night before Comic-Con Christmas. We're going to have Andy Bonesteel on here a little bit later tonight, and he's going to talk about what he's doing and a little bit about his comic book and just some great things that are going on with him. He's a new up-and-coming young artist in the Wilmington area. We are so glad to have him around and working with us on this project. So I think we're going to have a good December here. In January, on the 21st, we have got movie night. Alex Sinesi is going to be previewing the rough cut of Baphomet, his film. They're finishing filming. They've got another couple of weeks here in Wilmington to finish filming it. Then he's going to try to have us a rough cut, and we'll be at the Museum of the Bazaar, hosted by none other than Papa Stro Maestro. That'll be the week after your, hopefully, your title defense and win of that second wrestling championship belt here in just right here in Wilmington, North Carolina, where everything seems to be going on. So what kind of plans do you have here over Christmas? I know you're busy. You have lots of family around. Are you going anywhere, or are you just going to have a quiet Christmas around here with family and friends?
Well, that's a very good question, actually. Of course, I'm gonna, make time with family and friends, as always, as everybody else should have. And my heart, thoughts, and prayers go out to our military who are out there fighting for us overseas. Protecting us that can't be with their families, and as well as our firefighters and policemen who have to work through the Christmas and the holidays. Thank you guys so much for your support and for your service, and thank you for helping us. And with that, I know leading into Christmas, it's going to be kind of crazy. You got a Charlotte Comic Con this Sunday at Embassy Suites in Concord, North Carolina. That's going to be a tremendous time, as always. And then, of course, the ball, the Yule Ball coming up. I think it's the 15th and 16th. We have two places, right?
That's right. Well, now, on the 5th, in fact, at 9:30, I've got a new friend of mine I want you to meet, Banana Jack Murphy. He is the one that puts on that great show on Loris Radio called Down at the Barbershop. It is pure Mayberry, pure fun. I have been on there, and I've enjoyed it so much. So you're going to hang out with us tonight and be our co-host, I hope, while you're driving back to the beautiful sunny coast of North Carolina. And
absolutely,
you'll get to meet Banana Jack tonight, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Loris Christmas Festival that we're doing on the 16th. And I guess the other thing that we're doing, we're putting together something. I won't let much out about this right now, but we're going to be doing something hopefully for some kids in Fayetteville, North Carolina, on December the 22nd. And you said that you'd like to be with us as we bring some joy and cheer to some kids who might not be so fortunate this Christmas. So I'm going to tell everybody about that next week. In fact, next week what we're going to do is we will be running live here at the Yule Ball at Grace on 2nd. We'll be interviewing everybody. Papa Stroh, I may ask you to take over for about 15 or 20 minutes on the show while I'm running some things. Will you help me out next week on that one?
Oh, the honor to.
Okay, great. Well, I tell you what, it has been great talking about the things that you've been up to and all. And I see that we have our next guests on the line. Do we have Kelly and Michael Broski? Are they here?
We're here.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Hey, how are you? Merry Christmas to some of the most fantastic ghost hunters that I know.
Merry Christmas
to you, and congratulations to Papa on his great victory.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you all
That's
so
right.
much. Miss
and,
you guys.
Well, I hope that maybe Michael and Kelly, hopefully you can join us on January the 14th up here in Wilmington as Papa Stroh puts that title belt online, and maybe we can all have it. We'll have a Comic-Con Stars party. So you can let us know later if you can join us, but it'd be a lot of fun to have you, and the invitation is certainly open, okay?
Awesome.
We'd love to support them.
Well, that's good. Thank you
Thank
very
you so
much.
Much.
Well, what I wanted to do is tonight we have our friends online, and we're talking about how the year has been. So what I wanted to ask the two of you is, would you tell us a little bit about, other than the ghost hunt that we did here at Grace on 2nd, tell us about a couple of the most interesting experiences you have had this year? Because I know you have a lot of them. Some you can't talk about, but hopefully some you can. Tell us a little bit about a couple interesting events.
Well, I think for me, the most amazing, other than what we were doing up there in Wilmington, was we were at St. Albans Asylum in Radford, Virginia over the summer, and we were locked down for about 8 hours in the middle of the night on a full moon in over 100,000 square foot ex-insane asylum, just the two of us. And it was the most amazing. That building was just, if you'll excuse the phrase, it was alive with the dead. I mean, there was just noises and all kinds of stuff happening. And, you know, it was crazy. We would go one place and stuff would be happening in the room above us. We'd rush up there to see what was going on, and we would start hearing the noises below us. I mean, it was probably one of the coolest experiences I've had.
Well, let's face it, buildings do come alive at night. We found that out here at Grace on 2nd. And, you know, noises come from somewhere. And it's not
mm-hmm.
just the settling of the building, is it?
Well, it can be. But, you know, in our experience, there's a definite difference between the creaks and groans your house normally makes and those paranormal sounds that we love to hear.
That's right. So what was another wonderful experience that you had?
Well, I think for me, number two would be we did the Old City Jail in Charleston, South Carolina over Easter. We were there the Saturday night into Sunday that was Easter, and it was crazy. You know, we sat on the third floor in dead silence, and we heard singing that we couldn't identify. And then at one point, we were in a room where they used to do the floggings, and I clearly knew there was something in the hallway, and it was kind of tense. And I knew I had to go out into the hallway to see what it was, and I forced myself out into that hallway, and there was nothing there. But the feeling was so thick, I mean, you could almost cut it, that there had been something in that hallway, and it was menacing. There was something in that hallway. And that building is just crazy. You can go there every night for a week and never have the same experiences. And it's one of those paranormal places where if you go looking for trouble, you're going to find it.
Now that sounds a little bit ominous.
It can be.
Okay.
It depends on your intentions.
Right. I noticed when you ended, you told all the spirits that we had a nice time, but please not to follow us home. That's an important thing, isn't it, Kelly?
It is. And, you know, we found that out probably our third investigation. We were at a very rural cemetery. I felt like we weren't wanted there. The EVPs we listened to on the way home in the vehicle were laced with cursing. We got home, and our house is new, you know, we got home, the garage door wouldn't open. We finally got inside, the microwave kept turning on and off by itself. My one dog wouldn't come anywhere near me. We went to dinner at a local restaurant here, beautiful sunny day, and the lights went out just in our section. I had nightmares that night, and that was almost the end of our ghost hunting experiences. Until we had a long conversation with one of the members of the clergy that we deal with, and he told us that it was very important to always say, you're not welcome to follow us home. It doesn't work 100% of the time, but most of what has followed us home have been very good spirits. You know, we get a lot of times, for some reason, the ghosts from the USS North Carolina, seem to follow us home. And my dad passed away 2 years ago, and he's ex-Navy, so that kind of doesn't really bother us too much.
Very interesting. I can understand that. I know that I feel sometimes where I live that members of my family are there that have passed away, and it's kind of a comforting feeling. Whether they are or not, I don't know. But it is a comforting feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about how long you've been doing this, and what prompted you to do your first ghost hunt?
Well, my husband and I have been at this now for well over 5 years. We're well over 600 investigations in 7 states. It's a funny story why we started. You know, most people will tell you that they had some profound paranormal experience that changed their lives. For us, it was something a lot more commonplace. We love to watch the ghost hunting shows on television. And, you know, both of us are inherently curious by nature. And we said to ourselves, well, wait a minute. If these guys can do it, we can do it. We have to go see if this is the real stuff. So we took a cheap camera and a little voice recorder, not even a digital one, went to one of the local cemeteries and walked around for probably 2 hours talking to kind of what felt like thin air. And, you know, my husband stopped at the grave of a Civil War soldier and said, how did you die? Well, you know, we came back home. It's a Saturday afternoon. It's, you know, warm out. He's out cutting the grass. So I settled into the recliner with the laptop, figuring I've got 2 hours of dead silence to listen to. We no sooner get to that point where he stopped at that Civil War soldier's grave and he asked, how did you die? Then we get the answer, somebody said fever. Now, not only was it amazing that we got, and that wasn't the only EVP, but that was the most amazing one. I went into work on Monday so excited. You know, everybody's talking about fishing and this, that, and the other. I'm like, yeah, well, I went ghost hunting over the weekend. Here's what I got. Well, one of my coworkers, that was her family cemetery, and I didn't know that. So she came up, she wanted to listen to it, and I told her where we were and what we had been doing. Well, it turns out that Civil War soldier was her great-great, however many generations back, grandfather, who did, in fact, die from fever. So getting that validation that we had no foreknowledge of, we had no way to know ahead of time, that propelled us into our, you know, our love. It's what we love to do.
That is just fantastic. One thing, we were up in Jacksonville, and I spoke with several of the folks at Hardwire Tattoo, and they would be very interested in doing some type of a ghost hunt. And Papa Stroh, I know you're fairly close to Jacksonville. We're going to try to put one of those things together, maybe in February, because there's a lot of history in Jacksonville.
Awesome.
There really is.
Great.
And good. I mean, I think it would be a lot of fun, and we'll broadcast that as much as we can live on Facebook. So now I had mentioned the Yule Ball. We talked about that a little bit earlier with Papa Stroh. Kelly and Michael, are you going to be able to join us here at the Yule Ball?
I wish we could. Sadly, we have to work that Friday, and it's 2 hours away, so it's just too much for us to go all the way up there and then come all the way back. But we'll be there in spirit, Christmas spirit.
That's the perfect thing to say, isn't it? You'll be here in spirit.
That's right.
That's great. Well, it was certainly a lot of fun to do this first investigation with you. Now, I do want everyone to know, Kelly, you sent me a number of additional files. I'm sure there's some video and there's some photos that you sent me to kind of wrap up this Grace on Second investigation. Is that right?
Well, we sent a bunch of files. That's not even close to being all of the evidence. We haven't had an opportunity to go through all of it yet. Mike, how much did you get through?
I got through probably maybe about a quarter of the way, but I'll tell you a neat one that we got. We actually caught the sound of the door opening upstairs, which I thought was really cool.
That's when Kelly was up there, and she started saying, the door has opened.
Yeah, and Mr. Pringle was up there, too, and he heard it, and we caught the sound of it actually opening on recording, which I thought was fantastic.
Well, the interesting thing is, I think they waited for me to take the battery out of my camera to change the battery. I literally no sooner had removed the battery to put the fresh one in than that door started to open.
Right. Well, once you get through all of the material, then we're going to have a big roundup and let everyone see everything. I'll have it all posted on the website. We'll probably do a special episode at just for the Grace on Second investigation. That will be a lot of fun. Hopefully we can do that maybe in January. Do you think by January you might have gone through most everything?
Yeah, Christmas break's coming up. That gives me lots of time to jump into what I love the most. So, and gee, once again, I want to thank you. That was just an awesome investigation. We really had a good time that night. Just a perfect investigation.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much. Well, we're going to try to put one together for January and for February. I'm going to start. I've got several places to call. Sometimes it's hard to get folks from historical sites to get back with you. So it takes a little bit of time, but we're going to try to put one together for January and February. And then, of course, the Cape Fear Comic-Con is coming up in March, and maybe we can do something special for that. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And it has been wonderful getting to work with you folks. How is the book going? I think one thing that we have not talked about much is your book. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have a book currently on Amazon called Voices of the Dead, and this is a very special and unique book. I don't know that there's any other book out there quite like this. This is a book full of my photography and my husband's amazing poetry. And this is extra special because each poem corresponds with locations that we've investigated. So I don't think there's anything else out there that's quite like our book.
Well, that's neat. I know I have read some of the poetry, and I think it's great. Thank you very much for that copy of the book. It's really good. And so that's available. How do you find it on Amazon.com? Is it under Phasma Paranormal?
Yeah, or you can search Voices of the Dead, and you'll see our famous little ghost on the front, and that's a little graphic that I created myself.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I encourage people to get a copy of Voices of the Dead. I've enjoyed it. I'm about a third of the way through it. And now, one last thing. Do you and Michael have anything interesting, any investigations planned over the Christmas break?
We'll probably do some impromptu stuff. We do like to go to a lot of the local cemeteries. I'm off, you know, some for the holiday, so we'll probably spend some of that time. We'll probably spend most of that time ghost hunting, and we're actually not going to be exchanging many gifts between the two of us this year so we can save money for a huge paranormal odyssey next summer.
That sounds great. You'll have to fill us in on that one. Well, look, thank you so much for being with us, Kelly and Michael Brodsky, Phasma Paranormal. Mm-hmm. We'll talk a little bit more later. I will get with you, and we'll determine when you've gone through all of the information that you found on that ghost hunt here at Grace on Second, and we'll have a special episode of Comic-Con Stars. We'll have everything posted, and we'll talk about it, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. So, look, thanks, and Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas, Dr. John. Merry Christmas, Papa.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, guys.
All right, and thank you so much for being with us on the Comic-Con Stars Christmas party.
Thank you.
You are welcome. I have now found a new number from Laura, South Carolina. Is that Banana Jack?
Yes, it is, my friend.
Banana Jack, how are you doing tonight? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas. It was funny. I was tuning in, and everyone sang Merry Christmas. It was like Christmas on Walton Mountain. Merry Christmas, Stro. Merry Christmas, Jim Bob. It was great.
Merry Christmas, buddy. I want to officially introduce Banana Jack to Papa Stro Maestro and Papa Stro Maestro to Banana Jack, because Papa Stro and I will be at the Down at the Barbershop Christmas party Friday morning, December the 16th, from what, 10 until noon or a little longer? Tell us about the party.
Well, we're going to cook up a southern dish called a chicken bog. So the show might go until we get the last grain of rice out of the pot. But, typically 10 to noon.
That's awesome.
Well, that sounds good. So tell us, I want everyone to hear about Down at the Barbershop. I think it's a great concept. It is right out of Mayberry, North Carolina, by way of Laura, South Carolina. How did you come up with this great radio show, Jack?
Well, I think you nailed it when you said the Andy Griffith Show. You know, anyone that grew up in the Carolinas, I mean, that's just, you know, a sacred event whenever the Andy Griffith Show's on. If you're from the Carolinas or anywhere in the Southeast, when that show's on, you stop and look at it for just a couple of minutes, whether you've got time to watch it or not. When I bought the radio station, my wife and I were coming on a trip back from Ohio, and we stopped in Mount Airy, and we were looking around, and we saw this great theater marquee, and so that kind of sent us on, a journey of what we were going to do with the radio station when we took it over, and there's always been this little Andy Griffith theme that has kind of meandered throughout, and so I was getting a haircut at the barbershop, catching up on the gossip around town. If you want to know what's going on anywhere in town, you really want to know what's happening. Forget, you know, tuning in to TV or reading the local newspaper. You'll find out, you know, days in advance at the barbershop. And this barber had recently purchased a bank. That gives you some indication of how deep the recession was back at 08. A bank went out of business, and so this barbershop actually has an old vault. And so I'm thinking of the episode, you know, where Barney goes through the hair salon to get through the bank vault. Well, the bank vault is literally in the barber salon. So it's a real special place. I was there getting a haircut, and there was where they used to make loans, where the, you know, the bank manager would either say, yeah, I'm going to loan you money to buy a car or extend you a little bit on, you know, this or that. That's where we put a studio in. I was reluctant to go down there full time. I wanted to see, you know, how it would work out. And boy, oh boy, the next thing we knew, we on April Fool's Day, I figured was as good a day as any to launch this show. And so it's kind of got that Floyd's Barbershop feel. People come in and shoot the breeze. And so we did some live music, kind of like you see on some of those episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. And it has just become lightning in a bottle. We have really captured the imagination of folks in town and regionally. And now we've got folks that have gotten word on the show, and they're stopping by. We had some folks coming from upstate New York who were on their way to Florida, and they actually had some guitars in their RV, and we let them pick and jam a little bit. We had a few folks from North Carolina who were vacationing over at Myrtle Beach who made a road trip. So it's getting out there, and you know, popping up on shows like this is only going to, you know, put more gasoline on our little fire we've got going.
Think you got a great big fire. I can't wait for Papa Stro Maestro to return to Loris. Now, Jack, every time I talk to Stro, and I travel a lot in business, I'm always in some small town, and I say, all right, Papa Stro, bet you haven't wrestled in this town. And so far, Papa Stro, have you wrestled in every single town that I have mentioned?
Yes, pretty much.
Right, and then, okay, so I told you that we're going to do this Christmas special in Loris. And I said, I bet you haven't wrestled in Loris. And lo and behold, do you remember where you said that you'd actually done some wrestling?
Oh, yeah, mostly armories around that area. Armories and the high school gymnasiums.
Right, I think we decided that you had done some wrestling at Loris High School. They had in the gymnasium. So Banana Jack, Papa Stro Maestro is no stranger.
Well, our
station
format
is,
you know, we play classic country music, and I've shared this with you. Anyone that remembers, you know, the music of Conway Twitty and Merle Haggard was probably watching Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling on TV here in the Carolinas. You know.
Absolutely.
And so we all went to the armories and the high school gyms and, you know, places like the Cumberland County Arena and Dorton Arena in Raleigh were just kind of sacred places for us. So we still find ourselves talking about, you know, Ricky Steamboat and Johnny Weaver and Blackjack Mulligan and Paul Jones and Rufus R. Freight Train Jones and Wahoo McDaniel and Maestro. I mean, his name pops up in the conversation, and I think we're going to have some real good stories when you guys invade Loris next week.
Oh,
a lot of those names he mentioned were, you know, family to me, and they helped me out so much when I started the business, and, you know, and I'm eternally grateful to be, you know, gone through them to be part of the pro wrestling family. It was times I'll never forget, and I'll always cherish.
Well, you got trained by the Minnesota Wrecking Crew, didn't you? I mean, wasn't there a tie somewhere in there?
Yes, the Minnesota Wrecking Crew. Gene, he was with Ole and Lars. You know, but, you know, before Arn came along, Arn Anderson later on, right? And,
right.
And Cowboy Nelson Royal, who was friends with us. Stu Hart, who was the dad of the legendary Hart family, you know, Brett and Owen and Bruce. And then Ivan Koloff as well. So I was like, I got inducted pretty big into the old school style of wrestling, the, you know, Mid-Atlantic era and do meeting some of the names you mentioned that came in and helped along the way, you know, Johnny Weavers, the Blackjack Mulligans, and later on, you know, be influenced by Dusty Rhodes and Ric Flair and the Funks, the Briscoes, and then Lou Thesz. I mean, it's tremendous, tremendous people to break into business with, and I'm forever grateful.
Yeah, we're going to be so excited to have you at the barbershop and sharing great stories, and we'll get into that gorgeous George story a little bit, too. I mean, we're just tickled pink that you're going to be joining us. I mean, I think you're going to feel right at home when you get in there with the gang of crazies. I know you meet some interesting folks at all these Comic-Con events, but, boy, hold on to your socks because I've got a cast of crazies ready for you next week.
I can't wait. I'm so excited to see y'all. Can't wait.
That's right. We'll have Papa Stro there, and I'm sorry, Papa Stro, what were you getting ready to say?
No, I'm just saying I'm very excited to see you all and share some great stories and have some great times. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, we're
going to
have Santa Claus there. I'm sorry, Dr. John.
No, I was waiting on you. What, so you're going to have Santa Claus? And
yeah, we're
going to
have Santa Claus there. We've got, we're a Toys for Tots collection center, and the toys are beginning to accumulate, and that's always going to be fun. We're going to have some special musical entertainment. The guest list continues to grow of folks that will be popping up next week, kind of some regional talent that will be coming along. So it's going to be a fun couple of hours next week. It's just going to be exciting. Really exciting stuff.
Well, thanks a lot, Jack. I got to tell you something interesting, and everybody needs to know this. I had a hard time finding a Toys for Tots box in Wilmington. So Banana Jack, I met him at the Loras Chamber. Everything good happens in Loras. So I met Jack at the Loras Chamber of Commerce. He gave me a Toys for Tots box. It is right here at Grace on 2nd, and it has toys in it. So,
great. That's wonderful.
Papa Stro, you'll have some toys to bring down. You're going to be our Santa Claus here, and maybe you and I will both put on some red hats. How about that?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. We still there?
Yeah, we're still here. Sorry.
Okay, good. Well, that's okay. Yeah, it's just great. It's just great having you folks here. And Jack, tell us a little bit more. I've told everyone that you are a world-famous disc jockey. I know that's an old radio personality. How about that? I've told everybody that you're a world-famous radio personality and especially world-famous in Myrtle Beach. Tell us a little bit, just because we've got a couple of minutes, tell us a little bit about your career. It's been wonderful. You've done a lot of things.
Yeah, I rolled into Myrtle Beach in 1989, and I worked at a legendary station. The station was legendary. I don't think I was so much legendary, and I was just really blessed to work at WKZQ. It was a Billboard Magazine Station of the Year. I mean, pretty much any award that was up for a radio station in the 80s, late 70s and 80s, WKZQ won that award. The freaking Deacon was actually the announcer that I replaced. He went to another station in the market, but he and I have become good friends. There were just so many great disc jockeys there, and the station was going from 3,000 watts to 50,000 watts, which was kind of a big move. It had been a long process for Tom Rogers, a locally owned broadcaster, to get that off the ground. So I was the first announcer to be on, the big stick, so to speak, in 89. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful way that we came into the market. I was dropped off at an A&P grocery store in Pawleys Island, and whoever picked me up to take me the rest of the way into town would pick up a $100 bill, and I'm standing out there with a case of bananas for the first probably 4 or 5 months. I just walked around town from one end of the beach to the other, handing out bananas. It was just, guerrilla marketing at its best. And when a guy walks into, to your store and or your office and or the bank and says, here, I just brought you some bananas. I'm Banana Jack. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow morning at 6. People started talking, and I had a wonderful career there from 89 to 2001, went through several ownership changes as the broadcasting business evolved, and replaced Howard Stern over at the Classic Rock station when some of the stations, kind of merged, and was over there until 07. And due to the business, corporate radio evolving and trying to cut corners, They called me in one day and said, we're going to replace you with a syndicated show, which was interesting because I had always replaced satellite-delivered programming up until that point. And I really didn't know what I was going to do, guys, until, you know, I ran into a guy in a grocery store one day, and he's like, well, you know, WLSC over in Loris is for sale. And I tell you, it wasn't on my radar screen. I think anybody that has been in radio for more than 5-10 years has always wondered what it would be like to own their own station. And there have been good days, and there have been some not-so-good days. You know, that's true with owning any business on your own. But we have survived some tough economic times, and we've been able to think outside the box as just a matter of a survival. And the barbershop has just been, you know, a godsend for us. It's a real home run, and while a lot of stations are scaling back, we're gearing up and getting ready to build a stage and are going to start a live show on Saturdays after the first of the year. So it's a time of growth for us, and we're glad you're going to be part of it.
Well, thank you. Yes, I wanted to let everybody know that you can now hear Comic-Con Stars directly on WLSC AM on Monday nights at 9 p.m. And if you can't catch the signal, you can call in. If you go to our website, Comic-Con Stars, there are two numbers you can call in and listen to Comic-Con Stars and hear this very program next week. And I want to say thank you very much for being our flagship radio affiliate.
I'm sure that we're the first of many to come, guys.
Well, I hope so. Jack, it's going to be great seeing you. Papa Stroh, are you still excited about going to Loris? I know I am.
I'm a stag. I can't wait to get back to Loris. That's really awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure when we have a few minutes to talk, I'll throw some names out there that you know. We don't have time for it on this show, but we've got a lot of mutual friends, and we're going to have a good old time just chewing the fat next week.
Oh,
we are.
I
thanks,
can't wait,
Ken.
To. It's going to be a blast.
And thanks for having us next week. So that will be Friday, December the 16th, from about 10 a.m. until about noon, probably a little earlier and a little bit later. We will be there, and we're looking forward to being with Banana Jack down at the barbershop and on the square in Loris, South Carolina. Is Miss Martha? Let me ask you this, Jack, to close out. Is Miss Martha still working at the city hall?
Well, she retired at the first of the year, but I heard at the barber shop today that she was doing a little volunteer work back at city hall this week. So she has retired.
Well, I am going to call and see if I know Miss Martha. I've known her for a long time. I'm going to see if Miss Martha will come join us down at the barbershop. Would that be okay?
That would be wonderful. She has been seen in there before.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thanks a lot. I will let you get back to doing whatever it is you have to do to keep WLSCAM running, which is a daunting task, I'm sure. And thank you so much for being with us, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys. We'll see you next week.
Merry Christmas, sir.
All righty. All right, Papa Stroh, I think we're going to have a great time down at the barbershop in Loris and the day after the Yule Ball here in Wilmington, North Carolina. I believe we now have our brand-new up-and-coming star comic artist on the line. Is Andy there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Andy. It's good to have you on Comic-Con Stars. You just got to hear a little bit of Banana Jack Murphy. He's quite a famous radio personality. As I keep saying, he's world famous in Myrtle Beach. And a lot of people have to think about what that means before they really get it. And I think probably as a comic book artist, you're going to become world famous in Wilmington in just a short period of time. Now, where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from upstate New York. I was born in Albany. But after high school, I moved down to Atlanta to study animation, and just some of my family moved down to Wilmington. They liked the beach, and Atlanta was just too crazy for me, a little bit too congested, and I ended up just coming up here and loved it ever since. I've been here about 7 years now.
That's great. Well, now, not only – you may have been here 7 years, but something just happened recently, and I want you to tell us a little bit about it. You've got your first comic book on the shelves, and it's here in Wilmington. What's the name of it, and tell us a little bit about it.
The book is called Damien Shadow. It's been a passion project of mine for probably a decade now. But I've really only taken it seriously over the past 2 or 3 years. But yeah, we just got it into Fanboy Comics, hoping to get it into Memory Lane and any other comic shops around here. The book is based around the son of a magician. He stumbles onto some real magic and opens up some portals, and really just kind of like a Bad News Bears story of a group of kids going into hell together. Really what it boils down to.
Sounds so pleasant. Papa Stro, you've got a group of kids having a lot of fun in the Rack Pack, don't you?
Oh, sure do. And, you know, just like Home Alone, I'm one of the thieves in the film, and they take liberties on us, pretty much fireworks, playing pranks on us, you know. A lot of fun.
All right. Now, Andy, will you have some copies of your book for sale here at the Yule Ball next week?
Yeah, I'll have some copies available. I'll also bring some supplies if anybody wants some on-site commissions. I can usually bust some stuff out in 30 minutes to an hour.
Well, that's great. Well, I can tell you this. Right now, I want an autographed copy of your book.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'll be the first customer. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
That's awesome.
All right, good. And we might ask you for one copy to raffle off to help raise some money for the nonprofit that we're working with. I'll talk to you about that later, okay?
Oh, yeah. I love doing stuff for charity. I'm always down for that.
All right. Now, the reason that you're on here is you're working on a special project with us. Actually, it's with me, and it involves Papa Stro Maestro. You are the artist for The Night Before a Comic-Con Christmas. We saw that I've got the picture of Papa Stro, or Stro Claus, as we call him. That's up on the Comic-Con Stars website. How's that coming? We're looking forward to it, and we hope Papa Stro Claus can come down the chimney and narrate. You think we'll be ready by next week?
Oh, yeah. We're busting it out. When you first brought it up to me, it was a little bit of a daunting task pulling it together in, two weeks' time, 2 or 3 weeks. But, it's coming along well. I'm happy with how it's coming out. Unfortunately, we're only going to have a black and white version of this ready for the Yule Ball, but I'm going to keep working on it afterwards and get it finished up, get it colored, and nice and pretty.
Absolutely, and I think we got a great star in Papa Stro Claus. He's gonna look just like that, and he'll be bringing the big bag of toys that we're collecting here at Grace on Sec, and he'll be coming down the staircase with his Santa hat, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So now, what other projects are you working on right now that you can tell us about? I know as an artist, sometimes you can't mention things, but what are you working on?
I have a couple things in the work. I have a company called Atomic Rotation. You can check us out at www.atomicrotation.com. We have all sorts of different comics that we're working on. But my main two projects are Damien Shadow. I'm working on Chapter 2 of that right now. And we also have an adult-oriented cartoon that we're trying to get off the ground called The Comic Lords. And that's kind of like a interdimensional... it's just like a wacky, zany, kind of like Family Guy meets Rick and Morty kind of show. But, I can't really talk too much about it, but because it's still in the works. But it should be a fun time.
Well, that sounds good. Hopefully we can get, after the Yule Ball, we can get The Night Before Comic-Con Christmas colored in. We can do a photo session with Papa Stro Maestro and have something nice for Christmas 2017. Maybe we can celebrate that even a little bit early. So
yeah, that'd be great.
We'll work on that. And awesome. It's really good to have you. And you've got your first comic book out. When do you think the second following issue will be available for people?
We are planning on having it out by the summer of 2017. I'm working with an artist from the UK right now, and as soon as his schedule clears up, we're gonna work together and really crank it out.
It sounds like what you're telling me is that a comic book is another word that we've used all night. It's a daunting project, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It takes some time. It definitely takes some time. But the good thing is that after you get the first one out, everything kind of rolls along a little bit faster. But the thing is, like, I'm doing pretty much everything on my own. I have an artist helping me with the actual line work in the book. But we have to go through and do the colors and then add the letters and actually set it up for print. It can definitely be a daunting task, but it's a labor of love, something that I really enjoy doing.
Right. Papa Stro, you know about labors of love. Every morning when I get up on Facebook, there you are at the gym.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, and you have to. It's a labor of love that you have to do it every day, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. I'm very impressed. I can barely get out and jog my 3 miles 3 times a week. That's about all I can do. But you're a great inspiration when we see you there on the. I guess it's usually on the treadmill or wherever you are. So Andy, look, thanks a lot for being with us tonight. And what we're going to do, and Papa Stro, thank you for joining us as well. We've had a great night here at Comic-Con Stars, and what we're going to do is we're going to be premiering some new music. We're going to premiere it next week at the Yule Ball. We're going to have Josh Petty and some members of the Mad Hatters, and what we're going to do is we're going to premiere the new theme song for Comic-Con Stars, the opening theme song, the closing theme song, and the bridge music. It's going to be a lot of fun. But it looks like right now we got Josh calling in to say hello. So Andy, first of all, thanks, and you have a Merry Christmas, and we'll be talking to you next week as we gear up for the Yule Ball, okay?
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for having me on.
You are welcome.
Merry Christmas, bro.
And now I see Josh Petty.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Josh Petty,
Merry
I got
Christmas.
Papa Stro Maestro.
Yeah.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing wonderfully. First of all, what I wanted to, and I just announced this right before you got on, since you are going to be here at the Yule Ball, along with some other members of the Mad Hatters, what I thought we would do is next week, we will premiere all of the music that we're going to be using on Comic-Con Stars while you're here with us and on stage. Does that sound like a good idea?
That sounds fantastic.
Wonderful.
Sweet.
Now, Papa Stro, you're the reason that we have Josh Petty with us tonight. Do you want to relay the story of how we met Josh and Bethany in Wilmington? It's a great story.
Hey, yeah, it is a great story. I know we were just walking down the street, you know what I mean? Dr. John and I, and we bumped into you guys. You guys were ready to perform and all, and one thing led to another, and next thing you know, the next day, you know, we're both at the Cape Fear Halloween Con doing our thing, man. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I remember asking something about, hey, what's in the buggy? And you were like, a dead baby. And I was like, well, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that Dorothy, yeah, she was sleeping in the little red wagon, you know?
Yeah. Well, now I tell you what, Papa Stro, I don't think Josh knows what has happened to Dorothy this past weekend. Would you tell him?
Well, I had a bittersweet night. Man, Saturday night, I won the GXW U.S. Championship in a hard-fought match with Way of the World, Corey Bush. Yeah, I mean, it was like rodeo riding, man. He made three of me, you know. But his manager kidnaps Dorothy after the match, and now I've got a little thing called Operation Find Dorothy, where, you know, she's lumbering like milk cartons and all that sort of thing, trying to get her back. So, but yeah, I'll get her back. You know, Dorothy is not your normal type of little girl. I mean, she's kind of a freak. She's kind of crazy. So, I don't think they realize what they've done when they kidnapped her, because she's gonna give them hell, man. You know what I mean?
She got a little bit of magic in her, and she'll. That's right. So, Josh, I'm glad you mentioned Dorothy. Now, what I'd like for you to do, yeah, what I'd like for you to do is tell us a little bit about the Mad Hatters. How long have you guys been around? I listened to your CD, and boy, that thing is great. That one has been around a while. But tell us just a little bit about the band and how you got started.
Well, it's hard to bottle up some of the energy that you get at a live show. I'll tell you that. It's really hard. Whenever we go into the studio, it's always go, go, go time. But, you know, at a live show, it's like you never know what to expect. And we've gotten reviews that have said, you know, Mad Hatters is like seeing a Halloween and New Year's Eve party all packed in one, you know. You know, like 14 bags of white balloons poured over top of you, silly string all of a sudden in your beer cup. You know, like we've been around since 1998. So it's about 18 years we're running up on. So, and we're working on our third album right now. And we're an 8-piece band. So sometimes when we're on tour, getting the band together to get out of a party is like herding kittens. But once we can all get on top of the organized chaos, it's just so much fun, you know.
That sounds great.
Sorry?
I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
I was just saying, and we're about to do another tour in May. And, yeah, so we just don't stop. It's always a treadmill that we like to keep on going.
That sounds great. Now, you told me that you're doing an event in Wilmington. I think you got two events, one in January and one in February, correct?
Yeah. And anytime that, like, we keep update on our Book of Face, Mad Hatters official, and themadhatters.com is our website. And anytime we have new up and coming, like, well, yesterday we got called in by the guys, the Independents, so we'll be playing tomorrow night at Ron's Place, I think is what it's called, in Myrtle Beach, with the Independents, who are a South Carolina band that have been around and actually got recorded by Joey Ramone of the Ramones, and they have a gold album in Japan. And so
nice. That's
pretty neat. So, it's always ever changing, you know, like, which is cool. It keeps it fresh, but we'll be playing with Good, Good Grief and the Independents also on January 7th, at Reggie's 42nd Street in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I hope I can be there. And if Papa Stro doesn't have anything to do on January the 7th, he can come join us, and we'll have a grand time. So we look forward to that. And, Josh, it will be. And also, thank you for letting us use music from the Mad Hatters for the themes for Comic-Con Stars. And I thought it would be a great thing, instead of just premiering it tonight, let's let everybody hear it next week, and you and I can – we'll do a little interview on stage, and I'll have Papa Stro with us, and we'll talk a little bit about your band and you folks and everything. So I wanted to say thank you.
Also, can I say one more thing? Sure. Don?
Yeah.
Also, we're going to be releasing the first editions of the magazine that I've been doing locally. It's local for North Carolina, but it's also to spread the word throughout. The name of the magazine is called Gray Matters, and it's going to have skateboarding articles, new band articles. It's going to have a Cancer Slug interview, which is a horror punk band that's been around forever, and also it's going to have a horror movie review, and it's going to have some comics that I've illustrated myself.
You're quite an illustrator. I look forward to everybody seeing it. Yeah, you're right, Papa Stro. Now, Josh, are you going to have those with you next week at the Yule Ball?
We will have them, and I'm probably going to bring the singer from Good, Good Grief, is also a writer for this magazine. And so we're going to bring a couple of issues. Saturday is the first print day that we're going to print this 24-page Gray Matters first edition.
All right. I hereby reserve 2 autographed copies, one for me and one for Papa Stroh. You want one, Papa?
I'd be honored, man. That's awesome.
Very cool.
All
yes,
right, Josh.
You got it.
We hereby reserve 2 copies. And also, I'd like to get one autographed copy that we can do, that we can put in the auction to help raise money for our nonprofit. Sound good?
You got it. Yes, yeah, sounds wonderful.
All right. Well, look, Josh, thank you for joining us tonight. You're going to be one of the you and members of the Mad Hatters and whoever else you bring are going to be featured performers and entertainers here at the Yule Ball next week at Grace on 2nd. So I'm going to say, this is Dr. John for Comic-Con Stars with Papa Stroh Maestro. And here we've been interviewing with Josh Petty of the Mad Hatters, the official band of this Cape Fear Comic-Con. We'll be delivering more information about that later. So, Josh, you have a Merry Christmas until I talk with you. Papa Stroh, thank you for being with us tonight. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, see you guys at the party. Thank you.
Awesome, man.
All right,
Merry Christmas,
man. We'll talk to you both later, and good evening to everyone. I hope you've enjoyed our Christmas special. You can listen to it at 1240 a.m. WLSC Loris on Monday nights at 9 p.m. So, look, thanks. Have a great week, and we'll see everybody at the Yule Ball. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.